It is now time for, it is 72 degrees outside our Chasm Studios, and it is now time for Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you very much, Joyce, and good evening. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. We take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games. We haven't played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, Al Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, Al Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wake Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Dick Putt Show sponsored by Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Our Dick Putt Show also brought to you tonight by Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond, A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. We're our Dick Putt Show sponsors for this season, 2024, and actually 2026, excuse me, our Dick Putt Show. Again, it's available on AM 1150, on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, and we do stream online at mychasm.com. All right, let's take a look at a few exhibition games I have for you tonight. On Friday night, Kimball was at Litchfield taking on the Blues, and it was a victory here for Litchfield by a score of 11-5. 11 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Litchfield, 5 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors for Kimball. On the mound for Litchfield, Joey Hyde goes the distance. He picks up the win for Kimball. Riley Block starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ben Johnson in the fourth, and Joe Hess comes in the eighth inning. Some hitting highlights for Litchfield on Friday night. And the Blues had their ball players here on Friday night. Two hits for Tony Bauman. Tony Bauman was 2-for-3. And also in that ball game, Avery Listman was 3-for-5 for Litchfield. For Kimball, some hitting highlights included Scott Marquardt going 1-for-4 and Adam Beyer going 1-for-4 in that ball game. There were a couple home runs. Ben Johnson had a home run for Kimball, and also a home run in the ball game for Adam Beyer. As Litchfield defeats Kimball on Friday night, that score again was 11-5, Litchfield over Kimball. Other ball games for you on Wednesday night. Kimball was at Cokato, and Kimball defeated Cokato on Wednesday night by a score of 6-3. 6-3 in that ball game as Zach Dingman gets the win for Kimball. He goes 6 innings in that ball game. Some hitting highlights for Kimball on Wednesday night included Zach Dingman, the winning pitcher, also 1-for-5 in the ball game. And on the night, Riley Blanc, 1-for-4 for Kimball. As they defeat Cokato, that was a Wednesday night ball game, 6-3 in that ball game. Other exhibition games, St. Martin on Friday night, they took on Buffalo at home, and it was a 8-3 victory for the St. Martin Martins. 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Martins, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Buffalo. Scott Leeser Actually, Brian Schlungen starts on the mound. He goes the first five, relieved by Scott Leeser in the sixth. He'll get the save and Schlungen the win. Taylor Morissette starts for Buffalo, relieved by John Weber in the sixth inning. He'll take the loss. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night. Brady Goble was 2-for-4 in that ballgame. Brady with a home run and a couple RBIs for the Martins, as they had two home runs in the ballgame. Carter Thielen also with a home run and two RBIs for the Martins. A double for Kyle Leeser, who went 1-for-5 in the ballgame. As St. Martin on Friday night defeats Buffalo by a score of 8-3. All right, let's take a look at some scores I have from the County Line League tonight. The County Line League, our Chasm Game of the Week on Friday night. We were over in Painesville where the Pirates taking on the New London Spicer Twins. New London jumped to a 5-0 lead, and the Pirates rallied back for the victory in this one, winning 8-6. 8 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Painesville. 6 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for New London Spicer. Bennett Evans starts on the mound for the Pirates, relieved by Grady Fuchs in the 5th. He'll get the win. Spencer Eisenbraun in the 8th. And the catcher, Eric Paulson. For New London Spicer, Alex Hoppe starts on the mound, relieved by Jordan Ellingson in the 5th. Sam Ederman in the 5th inning. And the catcher, Easton Munsterman. Some hitting highlights for Painesville. Luke Johnson with a double, and Drew Tangen was 2-for-4. He had a double and 4 RBIs for the Pirates. Sam Ederman and Aiden Paulson both had doubles for New London Spicer as Painesville defeats New London Spicer on Friday night by a score of 8-6. Other scores in the County Line League on Friday night. Starbuck was over in Regal, and Starbuck defeats Regal by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Starbuck. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Regal. Alex Pansky starts on the mound for Starbuck. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Dylan Alexander in the 5th, or in the 6th. Mitchell Gruber comes on in the 8th. He'll get the save. And P.J. Johnson, the catcher for Starbuck. For Regal, Gabe Roman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grant Paffrath in the 7th, Braden Skindelin in the 9th, and the catchers were Derek Dengerud and Caleb Nelson. Hitting highlights for Starbuck on Friday night, Darian Alexander, 3-for-5. He had a solo home run in the 5th. Noah Jensen was 2-for-5 with a double, and Jackson Hendrickson, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. For Regal, Braden Skindelin, 2-for-3, and Luke Knutson, 2-for-3. As Starbuck defeats Regal on Friday night by a score of 6-4. Other results, got a final today from Norway Lake Sunburg as Atwater defeats Norway Lake Sunburg by a score of 3-2. 3-2 in County Line League action. Also, Regal was in St. Wendell. Had some games played on Saturday. Regal defeated St. Wendell 5-4. Dilworth over St. Wendell 2-1, and Regal beat Dilworth. Or actually, that game ended up 10-10. Those Saturday games over in St. Wendell. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Central Valley League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, there's one near you.
Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sauk Center, along with Buyer-Built, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyer-Built quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sauk Center.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Sports play-by-play.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League on Friday night. It was St. Nicholas over at Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and St. Nicholas defeats Eden Valley Friday night by a score of 9-6. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Knicks. 6 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Eden Valley. Keenan Dingman on the mound for Eden Valley will pick up the win. Caden Roush comes in the eighth inning for St. Nick. Keenan Dingman striking out 11. The loss will go to Garner for Eden Valley, with Abbott and Riley Geislinger in relief. Jackson Geislinger also in relief for the Eden Valley Hawks, who ended up scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to make it a 9-6 game yet, but 9-6, St. Nick with that victory. Some hitting highlights for the Knicks. Keenan Dingman, 2-for-5 in the ball game. He had a double. Also for Eden Valley, Tripp McCann had a double. Riley Geislinger with a double, as St. Nick defeats Eden Valley on Friday night by a score of 9-6. On Saturday, we had St. Augusta at Pearl Lake, and Pearl Lake had defeat St. Augusta in seven innings, 15-2. 15 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Austin Lensmeyer starts on the mound, will pick up the victory. Adam Braun in the sixth inning, and the catcher was Alex Lensmeyer. For St. Augusta, Zach Meyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adam Schmidt in the third. Trey Tionis was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake, Rudy Notch with a double. Devin Waldorf was 2-for-3. Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-2. He had a 3-run homer in the third and a double. Brandon Haust, 1-for-1, and Austin Lensmeyer with a double. For St. Augusta, Aaron Voigt, 2-for-3. He had a double and an RBI. As Pearl Lake defeats St. Augusta on Saturday in 7 innings, score there 15-2. On Sunday, Luxembourg over at St. Augusta, and Luxembourg defeats St. Augusta today 27-0. 27 runs, 23 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. No runs, 1 hit, 4 errors for St. Augusta. J.T. Haren will pick up the victory for Luxembourg. His catcher, Luke Schmidt. And for St. Augusta, Truman Tionis starts, taking the loss, relieved by Keegan Lummel in the fifth. Sean Kenning comes on in the sixth. And the catcher was Trey Tionis. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Jackson Sheets, 2-for-3. J.T. Haren was 3-for-5. He had a grand slam home run in the sixth. Derek Orth, 5-for-6 with a triple and a solo home run in the third, 4 RBIs. Reed Funenstein was 3-for-6 with a double. Jordan Picka, 3-for-6. Jordan had a grand slam home run in the fifth and 6 RBIs. Luke Haren was 2-for-5 for Luxembourg on Sunday. And for St. Augusta, the only hit, Everett York, 1-for-3. He had St. Augusta's only hit as Luxembourg defeats St. Augusta today 27-0. Cold Spring Rockies at St. Nick this afternoon, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat St. Nick by a score of 14-3. 14 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies, 3 runs, 7 hits, 5 errors for St. Nick. Cole Fuchs picks up the win for the Rockies today, relieved by Jake Brinker in the ninth, and the catcher was Sam Nisler. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Karn in the seventh, Connor Lincoln in the eighth, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, Tyler Geislinger, 2-for-4 with a double, Cole Fuchs was 1-for-2 with a double, and Brady Lynn, 3-for-5 with a triple. For St. Nick, Keenan Dingman, 2-for-4 with a double. Caden Braun, 1-for-2. He had a double. And Dylan Roush, 1-for-3 with a solo home run in the second. Final score today from St. Nick, it was the Cold Spring Rockies, 14. St. Nick, 3. Pearl Lake at Eden Valley this afternoon, and Pearl Lake defeats Eden Valley by a score of 10-4. 10 runs, 13 hits, 5 errors for Pearl Lake. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Eden Valley. Mitch Winicky starts on the mound, relieved by Noah Kleinfelter in the fifth. He'll get the win. Nolan Notch in the ninth, and the catcher, Alex Lensmeyer. For Eden Valley, Gabe Schmidt starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitchell Lipinski in the fifth. Trip McCann in the ninth, and the catcher, Trip McCann. Some hitting highlights for Pearl Lake today. Nick Schmidt with a solo home run in the fourth. Andrew Schmidt with a double. Austin Lensmeyer, 2-for-3 with a home run. Justin Kunkel, 2-for-4, and Devin Waldorf with a double. For Eden Valley, Trip McCann had a double. A final today from Eden Valley. It was Pearl Lake 10, Eden Valley 4. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, we'll take a peek over at that Victory League right after these messages.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice-cold, flavor-packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight and check out some of their ball games. On Saturday in the Victory League, it was the Pierce Lakers at Port Ripley, and the Pierce Lakers defeat Port Ripley by a score of 5-2 in 10 innings. On the mound for the Pierce Lakers, Preston Rauschlow starts relief by Noah Sakala in the seventh. He'll get the win. For Port Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts relief by Tyler Giroux in the seventh inning. He'll take the loss. Hitting highlights for the Pierce Lakers on Saturday: Camden Hapke, 2-for-4 with a double. Ryan Chmielewski had a two-run single in the 10th inning that provided the winning runs. And Riley DeRuscher was 2-for-4 with a double for Port Ripley, as the Pierce Lakers defeat Port Ripley on Saturday 5-2. On Friday night, Opole was at Freeport taking on the Black Sox, and Opole defeats Freeport 10-0 in 7 innings. 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Opole, no runs, 3 hits, 5 errors for Freeport. Sam Butler will start on the mound for Opole. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Tate Lang in the 7th, the catcher Alex Lang. For Freeport, Jaden Norby starts, taking the loss. Carter Neuenschwander in the 7th inning, and the catcher Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Opole on Friday night: Mason Patrick, 3-for-4 with a double. Drew Langer had a double. And for Freeport, Mason Tauchis, Carter Neuenschwander, and Carter Williams all had their hits. Final on Friday night in 7 innings, Opole 10, Freeport nothing. Now, another Saturday ball game. Freeport was at Clear Lake on Saturday, and that final again, Freeport 5, Clear Lake 4. Hitting highlights for Freeport. Caden Tachis had the complete game victory for Freeport. And for Clear Lake, Jackson Phillips starts taking the loss. Some hitting highlights for Freeport. Mason Tachis was 3-for-5 with a double. He drove in the game-winning run in the ninth inning. Addie DuBois and Nate Mettenberg each had two hits for Freeport. For Clear Lake, Matt Cordes was 3-for-5 with a home run, and Jordan Golombecki had a double. So final on Saturday, it was Freeport 5, Clear Lake 4. St. Matthias had Randall, and Randall defeats St. Matthias by a score of 6-3. Six runs, 12 hits, one error for Randall. St. Matthias, three runs, five hits, and an error. On the mound for Randall, Adam Neibauer starts, relieved by Zach Guast in the eighth. Charlie Schmea in the eighth gets the win, and Nate Benning in the ninth gets the save, the catcher Brett Strock. For St. Matthias, Alex Guggesberg, complete game, taking the loss. Hitting highlights for Randall. Caleb Strock, 1-for-3. Caleb had an eighth-inning solo home run to tie the game. Adam Neibauer was 2-for-4 with an RBI single to drive in the game-winning run in the eighth inning. And for St. Matthias, Connor Wicklund, Bryce Flanagan, Josh Kassan, and Nate Eisenbacher all had singles. So a final again today had Randall defeating St. Matthias 6-3. All right, I've got another game here. The Avon Lakers in action today. As Avon over in the Victory League. And Avon taking on Fort Ripley, 11-1 victory for the Lakers. 11 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Avon. Fort Ripley, 1 run, 6 hits, and 4 errors. Matt Pickleman starts on the mound, relieved by Drew Leeser in the 6th. Jackson Henderson in the 8th inning, and the win will go to Pickleman. For Fort Ripley, the pitching lineup there. Some hitting highlights for Avon today. Reese Gregory with a double. Ryan Jensen, he had a double. Elliot Burnett had a triple. Cade Mork was 2-for-5 with a home run. As the Lakers, Elliot Burnett also had a 3-for-5 day for Avon today and a victory for Avon over Port Ripley this afternoon, 11-1, the final there. All right, that's a look at some Victory League games. I do have a few other exhibition games that I can bring you tonight. And these exhibition games on Saturday, Regal and St. Wendell. You got a box score on that as Regal defeated St. Wendell 5-4, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. St. Wendell, 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error. Kai Schneider started for Regal. Jordan Wozmik in the 6th gets the win, and the catcher Derek Dengerud for St. Wendell. Jake Ethan starts, relieved by Rolando Ramos in the 4th. Tanner Tomasic in the 7th will take the loss. Hitting highlights for Regal, Braden Skindelin with a double, Luke Knutson, Gabe Roman, and Derek Dengerud all had hits. And for St. Wendell, Rolando Ramos was 2-for-2 with a double, and Cohen Hobbin had a home run. So a final on Saturday in that St. Wendell tournament, Regal 5, St. Wendell 4. St. Wendell also taking on Dilworth, and Dilworth defeats St. Wendell in 5 innings, 12-1. 12 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Dilworth. St. Wendell, 1 run, 1 hit, 3 errors. On the mound for Dilworth, Caden Camacho pitches a complete game, St. Wendell, Aiden Mikulski starts, taking the loss really by Connor Breath in the fourth. Jacob Worley in the fifth. Some hitting highlights for Dilworth. Matt Fichtner was 2-for-3 with a home run, and Connor Robley 2-for-3. Caden Camacho with a double, and Tanner Reese had a home run for St. Wendell on Saturday, as Dilworth defeated St. Wendell in 5 innings, 12-1 in that St. Wendell tournament. Cold Spring Springers were at Nisswa on Friday night, and the Springers defeat Nisswa by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Springers. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Nisswa. Zach Bemright starts on the mound for the Springers. Paul Doerr comes in the fourth to pick up the win. Brady Clare in the sixth. Jack Arnold in the eighth gets the save, and the catcher, Drew Bolson. For Nisswa, Isaiah Bean starts, taking the loss, really by Colby Tappy in the eighth inning, and the catchers, Matt Kasperson and Colby Tappy. Hitting highlights for the Springers on Friday night, Brad Olson was 2-for-4. Jack Arnold, 2-for-4. Brady Schaefer had a home run. For Nisswa, Jeremiah Pipcorn, 3-for-5, and Colby Tappy had a double. So final on Friday night had the Cold Spring Springers defeating Nisswa by a score of 3-2. And one other exhibition game on Wednesday night, Richmond was at Painesville, and Painesville defeated Richmond 7-5. 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Painesville, 5 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Griffin Bierke starts on the mound for Painesville. Luke Johnson in the fourth gets the win. Gavin Guthies in the sixth inning. Dustin Ryder in the eighth inning gets the save. The catchers, Eric Paulson, Griffin Bierke, and Sam Orling. For Richmond, Jack Bowe starts, taking the loss on Wednesday night. Taylan Bragelman in the third. Easton Rossman in the seventh. And the catcher was Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Wednesday, Garrett Lusink was 3-for-3 with a home run. Luke Johnson had a double. And for Richmond, Tyler Prom, 4-for-4 with a home run and a double. And Cole Schmitz had a double, as Painesville defeats Richmond on Wednesday night. Score there, Painesville 7, Richmond 5. All righty. Buckman defeated Nisswa today 9-3. 9-3 Buckman over Nisswa. That's all I have on that ball game out of the Victory League tonight. So two good teams there. Buckman again over Nisswa 9-3. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
June is Dairy Month, and everyone at Dairyland Supply and Stock Center says thank you to all the awesome dairy farmers out there. We know that farming is not an easy occupation, so we salute you for all your hard work and dedication. Without you going out every morning and every night to milk those cows, we wouldn't be able to enjoy a refreshing cold glass of milk or our favorite flavor of ice cream. Keep up the good work and know that you are appreciated all year round. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio as we turn our attention now to the Stearns County League. And lots of games to report tonight in the Stearns County League. Let's look here as we have Saturday games on the slate. Meyer Grove was at Farming on Saturday, and Farming defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 13 hits and an error for Farming. 2 runs, 5 hits and an error for Meyer Grove. Cameron Miller picks up the win for Farming, relieved by Owen Sunderman in the 6th, and the catcher Cody Foray. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopak starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brecken Elfering in the 5th. Ryan Omscheid, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Farming. Big day for Drew Kramlett as he goes 3-for-4 with a solo home run in the 3rd. He had 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Ethan Navarchil, 2-for-5 with a double. Carson Holthaus, 2-for-4 with a double. And Cody Foray, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopak, 2-for-4. And Nolan Fleischacher had a double. So a final on Saturday in 7 innings, Farming 12. Meyer Grove 2. Other Saturday ball games, El Rosa at New Munich on Saturday, and this one goes 11 innings with New Munich coming away with the victory there over, or El Rosa coming away with the victory over New Munich in that ball game. All right, well, let me get the box score here for you. All right, forgot to write that down. In New Munich, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. El Rosa, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Ethan Funk starts on the mound for New Munich, gives way to Will Funk in the 4th, Caden Sand in the 10th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Logan Funk. For El Rosa, Wyatt Stephenson starts, relieved by Will Van Beck in the 6th. Luke Dingman in the 11th will take the loss, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Owen Funk was 2-for-5 for New Munich with a double. Luke Funk, 2-for-5. Will Funk, 3-for-6 with a double. He had a walk-off single in the bottom of the 11th inning. Brandon Holm, 2-for-5, scored 3 runs, had a home run in the 10th to tie the ball game. El Rosa, Luke Ilias was 2-for-5. Ethan Mueller, 2-for-6 with a double, and Gavin Campson with a double. So final in 11 innings on Saturday, New Munich 6, El Rosa 5. More Saturday ball games. We had Lake Henry at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Lake Henry by a score of 9-4. 9 runs, 14 hits. And an error for El Rosa. Lake Henry, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error. Luke Ilias on the mound for El Rosa. He starts, relieved by Riley Meyer in the sixth. We'll get the win. Trent Wendland starts on the mound for Lake Henry, relieved by Torrey Ohmscheid in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Sam Huffer in the eighth inning. Hitting highlights for El Rosa. Jackson Peter, 2-for-3. Ethan Mueller, 3-for-4. Gavin Campson, 2-for-4. Derek Wiener, 2-for-4. Peyton Winter was 2-for-4 in that ball game. Ashton Dingman and Luke Dingman both had doubles on the day for El Rosa. And triples for Jackson Peter and for Blaine Fisher. And Derek Wiener also with a double. So big day for El Rosa, 14 hits over Lake Henry there. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig. Grant with a double for Lake Henry. As that final again today. It was a Sunday game. Yeah, it was El Rosa over Lake Henry, 9-4. All right, other Sunday games. Nope, we actually are going to go to another Saturday game in the Stearns County League. That was St. Martin at Greenwald on Saturday, and St. Martin defeats Greenwald by a score of 12-2. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for St. Martin. 2 runs, 6 hits, 7 errors for Greenwald. Kurt Schlangen starts on the mound for the Martins, picks up the win, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 6th, Tanner Arsenault in the 7th, and the catcher Brian Schlangen. For Greenwald, Isaac Rosenberger starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by Braden Dobmeier in the 4th, Nathan Welly in the 8th, and the catchers were Keegan Stevie and Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday, Brian Schlungen, 2-for-5, Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-3, Brady Goebel, 2-for-5, Tanner Arsenault was 2-for-6, Carter Thielen, 3-for-5 with a double, and Nolan Reeder had a double. For Greenwald, Isaac Rosenberger, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Sam Freeler had a double, and Nathan Welly was 2-for-3 today, on Saturday, as St. Martin defeats Greenwald by a score of 12-2. All right, Sunday ball games, in addition to that El Rosa Lake Henry game. We had Greenwald, actually Greenwald was at Lake Henry, and that was a Saturday game. Take that back. No, Greenwald at Lake Henry. Greenwald defeats Lake Henry 4-3. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Lake Henry, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. Grant Musho on the mound will pick up the victory, relieved by Max Waylogge in the 9th. He gets the save. Isaac Rosenberger, the catcher. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by Carter Wessel in the 5th, and Brooks Miller, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Greenwald, Gabe Schweders, 2-for-4. Weston Mittendorf had a double. And for Lake Henry, RBIs go out to Trent Wendland, Carter Wessel, and Brooks Miller, as, again, Greenwald defeats Lake Henry 4-3. Other scores tonight in the Stearns County League. Roscoe at New Munich today, and Roscoe defeats New Munich by a score of 17-9. 17 runs, 21 hits, no errors for Roscoe. 9 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for New Munich. Braden Vanderbeek on the mound will pick up the win for Roscoe, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the 6th, Josiah Utsch in the 9th, and the catcher, Nicholas Utsch. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Holm in the 5th, Will Funk in the 9th, and the catcher, Thor Hoppe. Hitting highlights for Roscoe, Nick Utsch was 3-for-7. Matthew Hemmingson, 3-for-6. Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-4. Josiah Utsch, 2-for-5. Brandon Schlaper, 2-for-6. And Bryce Vanderbeek, 6-for-6 today with a double and a grand slam home run. He had 7 RBIs for Roscoe. For New Munich, Will Funk was 2-for-2. Cole Funk, 2-for-4. Brandon Holm, 2-for-5 with a 2-run home run, as Roscoe defeats New Munich today 17-9. And Spring Hill at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Spring Hill by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. Dalton Thielen will go the distance for Richmond today, picking up the win. His catcher, Tyler Prom, for Spring Hill. It's Regan Nelson starting on the mound. Regan will take the loss, relieved by Anthony Reberman in the fifth, Eric Terrace in the eighth, and the catchers were Daniel Spanier and Sam Rillen. Some hitting highlights for Richmond today. Tyler Prom, big day, 4-for-4 with the double, 3 RBIs, and a solo home run in the eighth inning. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with the double, and Goose Hadley, 3-for-4 with the double. For Spring Hill, Jamie Terrace had a double, and Dylan Gertgen, 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the second, as Richmond defeats Spring Hill today, 9-1. All right, looking here at the Stearns County Players of the Week. And the week number 8, Stearns County League Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial Foundation, will go to Bryce Vanderbeek. Bryce, 6-for-6 today, double, grand slam, 7 RBIs. So congratulations to Bryce Vanderbeek of Roscoe. All right, that'll do it for our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, take a look at our schedule right after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for Willem Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman. I had my car in the local shop for an oil and filter change the other day, which brought back a not-so-fond memory. I had an old beater car when I was young, and one day the oil light popped on. Just a gentle reminder to do something with the oil someday, right? Turns out the matter was more urgent than I thought, and pretty soon the engine froze up. Darn, Randy said my time is up, so I'll finish my point another time. Meanwhile, please remember our firm, Willem Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, handles estate planning matters and much more. Keep listening to Chasm for the rest of this story.
Work life out of balance?
Looking for a steady paycheck?
Want to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring for an HVAC service technician. You better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today on our career page at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Services of Richmond.
All right, let's take a look at our schedule for the coming week. Our game of the week will come from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming on Wednesday night. The Fox 9 Town Ball Tour is in Farming. We'll have our game of the week coverage right around 7:30, where the Cold Spring Rockies take on the Farming Flames. Listen for that coverage here on KASM, your next Chasm Amateur Baseball Game of the Week, Wednesday night from Schlaper Brothers Field. Other Wednesday ball games, some exhibition games. Kimball will be at Howard Lake, Maple Lake at Litchfield. Marshall is at Wilmer on Wednesday night. We have Albertville, they're at the Sartell Muskies. That's on Wednesday night. Clearwater at Sauk Rapids. Cold Spring Rockies again at Farming. Wednesday night, let's see here. As I scan through my schedules, New London Spicer will be at Raymond on Wednesday night. Sartell Stone Ponies, they'll be at the Cold Spring Springers on Wednesday night. Also, on Thursday night, Becker will be at the Cold Spring Springers on Thursday night. That's a 7 o'clock start. And Friday night, big night. Sartell Stone Ponies at Pearl Lake on Friday night. Desococato at Rockford. Kimball at Hamel. Those are all 7 o'clock starts. Sartell Muskies at Buffalo. St. Stephen at Avon at 7 o'clock. Other ball games, Buckman will be at the Piers Lakers. That's a 7:30 ball game on Friday night. Freeport at the, actually, Greenwald Cubs at the Freeport Black Sox at 7:30 Friday night. Lake Henry will be at Starbuck, 7:30 on Friday night. Raymond at Granite Falls, that's a 7:30 start. Roscoe at Eden Valley at 7:30. Spring Hill will be at Regal Friday night at 7:30. St. Nick at Watkins. League game there, 7:30 on Friday night. Other ball games on Friday night, Hutchinson at St. Martin. That's an 8 o'clock start. Richmond will be at Farming, part of the FBI tournament going on in Farming. That'll be a league game at 8:15, Richmond at Farming. On Saturday, Luxembourg at Sauk Center. That's a 10 o'clock start. Some of these games over in that FBI tournament. Greenwald will be at Meyer Grove at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Piers Brewers at St. Wendell. Other Saturday ball games, Upsala at Stuartville Racine. That's a 12:45 start. St. Nick will be at St. Augusta in league action at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Buckman at Fort Ripley at 1:30. Becker at Albertville, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Other ball games on Saturday. Alexandria will be at Long Prairie at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Piers Lakers at Nisswa at 7 o'clock Saturday night. And Sartell Muskies at Freeport at 7:30 on Saturday night. Sunday's games next Sunday, June the 14th. Buffalo at Hutchinson. We have Kimball at Maple Lake at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Other ball games, El Rosa at Spring Hill at 1:30, New Munich at Lake Henry at 1:30, Nisswa at Fort Ripley, that's 1:30, Regal will be at New London Spicer at 1:30, Royalton, they'll be at the Piers Bulldogs, 1:30, St. Joe will be at Sartell at 1:30, St. Martin at Roscoe at 1:30, Starbuck at Norway Lake Sunberg, 1:30 on Sunday, Wilmer at Raymond, 1:30 on Sunday, some 2 o'clock starts. Include Sunday's Eden Valley at the Cold Spring Rockies at 2 o'clock Sunday. Long Prairie, they'll be at Urbank Parker's Prairie at 2 o'clock next Sunday. A few other ball games here coming up next week. Busy schedule again for amateur baseball next week. So it looks like what we have locally. I do have, and I apologize, but I do have some Sartell Muskie notes here on the Dick Putt Show. The Sartell Muskies were playing this weekend in a tournament up in Hinckley. They defeated the Minneapolis North Stars 12-2 on Saturday. John Schumer struck out 7 for the win. Mateo Segura, Levi Lampert, Brent, and Trevor Schlungen all had 2 hits. On Saturday night, the Muskies topped Andover 6-2 to move into the championship game. Will Thompson picked up the win for the Sartell Muskies, with his younger brother Brady Thompson collecting the save. Andrew Ritter's 2 RBIs led the offense tonight. It will be Sartell Muskies and the Moorhead Brewers playing for the title in Hinckley, and that's tonight up in Hinckley. So there you go. That's a busy Dick Putt Show tonight. Lots of scores and highlights and trying to keep it all straight for you folks. As that will wrap it up. Thank you to Joyce at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein.